说你才简单又好玩，每个小孩都能轻松融入快乐成长，只要坚持一定能战胜通胀，实现财务自由不是梦想，幸福就在前方。
力哥说理财简单又好玩，哎，你可不要以为我刚刚说的是不标准的普通话啊，我说的可是地地道道的武汉话。之前啊，力哥用整整七集的篇幅来讲了 P2P， 今天呢我们就顺着 P2P 接着来讲同样基于开源 P2P 技术而诞生的互联网虚拟货币，其中最有名的就是 Bitcoin 比特币。力哥之前啊多次说过，2013年可以被誉为是中国的互联网金融元年，因为这一年啊，不但余额宝诞生了，众筹开始兴起了， P2P 突然火了，而且同样是在这一年，所有互联网金融创新中目前最为激进走在最前面的比特币第一次为国人所熟知。去年不是有个段子嘛，说上半年中国大妈忙着炒黄金啊，没想到一炒就被套牢了，下半年中国大妈转战去炒比特币，哎呦，结果同样高位套牢，可这下场可比炒黄金惨多了呀。许多中国大妈是在去年11月份比特币登顶，也就是7000-8000元人民币一枚的价格抢来的比特币，现在价格才多少，才人民币2000块钱上下，浮亏超过了 70% 啊。因为比特币的价格波动，哎呦，真的就像过山车一样，一会儿上一会儿下，太吓人了。所以现在还敢玩比特币的人已经远没有一年前那么多了，很多人不管是赚了还是赔了都已经离场了。但是李哥要说，但是啊，现在还是有一大批比特币的死忠坚守在这个战场上，他们相信并且不停地在鼓吹比特币为了前景无限宽广啊，别说是7000人民币一枚了，就算是7000美金一年都不是不可能啊。正是由于这些人在那边拼命的鼓吹，也就成为了今天力哥说这期节目的原因所在。那么作为一个普通投资者，我们到底应该如何看待比特币呢？它到底是像当年的荷兰郁金香泡沫一样的击鼓传花的投机游戏，还是真的像那些人说的那样具有巨大投资潜力的将改变全人类命运的伟大的互联网金融创新呢？力哥今天还是先把结论放在这里。我认为在你我这些人的有生之年，也就是从今往后半个世纪内，比特币绝对不可能替代现有的啊，像美元、欧元、人民币这样的国家主权信用货币，而且也绝不可能和所有这些主权信用货币自由双向兑换。因此在你我有生之年，比特币只可能是一场让少数人一夜暴富而让无数人倾家荡产的投机泡沫。我建议你这一辈子都不要参与任何互联网虚拟货币的投机炒作啊，当然也包括比特币。但是我还说但是啊，对于你的儿子你的孙子而言，哎，这种虚拟货币将有可能成为他们将来生活中的必需品。好了，结论放在这里。如果你还有些好奇心和求知欲的话，想知道哎，比特币到底是咋回事，为啥力哥反对你去玩比特币，却又认为你的子孙可能会很需要比特币呢？那就听我说下去吧。啊，如果你对这些背后的道道没啥兴趣，那就点个小叉把它啊这个视频关掉吧。
力哥说理财简单又好玩，跟着力哥走，理财不用愁。
要说清这比特币的来龙去脉，力哥今天就要难得说点高大上的啦。学过点经济学的人啊都知道，经济学分为微观经济学和宏观经济学。微观经济学又叫古典经济学，是由经济学之父亚当·斯密在18世纪创立的，他主要讨论的就是社会中的企业和个人这些微观层面的经济决策问题，核心是价格和供求关系。宏观经济学又叫总量经济学，这是各国政府为了应对上世纪30年代的经济大危机被迫临时捣鼓出来的。因为政府突然发现啊，哎呦我的妈呀，市场你咋失灵了呀， 光靠市场自发调节不管用了，所以政府不得不出面干预市场，稳定经济。我们今天在新闻里听到了各种各样的经济学词汇啊，像什么 GDP、CPI， 这个李奇哥之前都说过，还有什么就业率、宏观调控、经济刺激政策，像这些都属于宏观经济学范畴。一般认为啊，宏观经济学的创始人是约翰·梅纳德·凯恩斯 Keynes 啊。说一下，今天澳大利亚有个城市啊，也叫 Keynes， 你如果去大堡礁旅游的话，就得从这 Keynes 坐船到大堡礁去。Keynes 啊，有一部代表作叫《就业、利息和货币通论》啊，简称《通论》。这本书被认为是经济学界的第二圣经啊，第一圣经就是亚当·斯密那本《国富论》嘛。这本书啊，直接指导了当年的罗斯福新政。今天我们的宏观经济学教材基本上就是围绕这本《通论》展开的。Keynes 这个人啊，其实也挺逗逼的啊，说起来有很多很好玩的故事，以后有时间的话再说给大家听听啊。但是 Keynes 这个人一生有一个非常了不起的宿敌，他的名字叫弗里德里希·冯·哈耶克 Hayek， 他是奥地利学派所倡导的新自由主义经济学的代表人物。说起来，我们学经济学的时候啊，竟然会发现有好多好多学派，搞也搞不清，什么啊新凯恩斯主义啊、芝加哥学派、什么货币学派、供给学派啊、理性预期学派，其实归根到底就两大派。一派认为啊，市场有时候会突然脑子秀逗抽风了，所以政府必须要时不时出来干预一下、调控一下，这样经济才能健康稳定发展，人民才能安居乐业。啊，他强调的就是适度干预。一派认为啊，只有市场才是真正可靠的，政府作为一个由人组成的、有自身利害关系的国家暴力机器，你就不要去干预市场，你越是干预问题越严重。他强调的是绝对的自由市场。这两派观点啊，可以说一直在吵啊吵啊吵，吵了都快一个世纪了，吵到今天还在吵，一直没有定论。所以啊，我们经常会听到说啊，这个经济学家这么说啊，那个经济学家马上出来反驳，不是这么回事。其实经济学的魅力就在于此，他用理性逻辑思维和数学工具来分析并预测人类未来的经济行为。但是人类的行为你知道的呀，很多时候不是那么理性的。比如说穷小子过情人节想给女朋友送玫瑰花，根本你送一朵嘛够了，但有人为了表达自己的爱意，宁可吃一个月咸菜过馒头，也要对女朋友说上一句，
我早已为你送上999朵玫瑰，从爱你的那一天999朵玫瑰。
问题在于，这样一来就导致于纸面上推导出来的经济学理论看起来很合理啊，那个数学模型看起来很完美啊，但实际生活中不是那么回事啊。为了帮助经济学的小白们理解凯恩斯和哈耶克的理论到底有什么不一样，有人就捣鼓出了一个叫凯恩斯大战哈耶克的 NV， 用 rap 的方式非常生动地诠释了这个问题，我们来看一下。
John Maynard Keynes F.A. Hayek Round 2 Round 2.0
Same economists, same beliefs,
new microphones,
new mustaches.
Here we are, peace out, great recession. Thanks to me, as you see, we're not in a depression. Recovery, destiny, if you follow my lesson. Lord Keynes, here I come, line up for the procession.
We brought out the shovels and we're still in a ditch and still digging. Don't you think it's time for a switch from the hair of the dog? Friend, the party is over. The long run is here, it's time to get sober.
Are you kidding? My cure works perfectly fine. Have a look, the great recession ended back in 09. I deserve credit, things would have been worse. All the estimates prove it, I'll quote chapter and verse.
Econometricians, they're ever so biased. Are they doing real science or confirming their bias? Their Keynesian models are tidy and neat, but that top-down approach is a fatal conceit.
Situation we choose, we'll bottom up or we'll turn down. The fight continues. Keynes and Hayek second round. It's time to win. We'll fall you going down.
We could have done better had we only spent more. Too bad that only happens when there's a world war. You can carb all you want about stats and regression. Do you deny World War II cut short the depression?
Wow, one data point and you're jumping for joy. The last time I checked, wars only destroy. There was no multiplier. Consumption just shrank as we used scarce resources for every new tank. Pretty perverse to call that prosperity. Rationed meat, rationed butter, a life of austerity. When that war spending ended, your friends cried disaster. Yet the economy thrived and grew faster. You too only see what you want to see. The spending on war clearly goosed GDP. Unemployment was over, almost down to zero. That's why I'm the master, that's why I'm the hero. Creating employment's a straightforward craft. When the nation's at war and there's a draft. If every worker was staffed in the army and fleet, we'd have full employment and nothing to eat. Not the ends in themselves. People work to live better, to put food on the shelves. Real growth means production of what people demand. That's entrepreneurship, not your central plan. My solution is simple and easy to handle. It's spending that matters. Why is that such a scandal? Money sloshes through the pipes and the sluices. Revitalizing the economy's juices. It's just like an engine that stalled and got dark. To bring it to life, we need a quick spark. Spending's the lifeblood that gets the flow going. Where it goes doesn't matter.
Lacking some sectors as a general glut, but some sectors are healthy, only some in a rut. So spending's not free, that's the heart of the matter. Too much is wasted as cronies get fatter. The economy's not a car, there's no engine to stall. No expert can fix it, there's no it at all. The economy's us, we don't need a mechanic. Put away the wrenches, the economy's organic.
Those unemployed. This is the question you seem to avoid. When we're in a mess, would you have us just wait, doing nothing until markets equilibrate?
I don't want to do nothing. There's plenty to do. The question I ponder is who plans for whom? Do I plan for myself or leave it to you? I want plans by the many, not by the few. Let's not repeat what created our troubles. I want real growth, not a series of bubbles. Stop bailing out losers. Let's prices work. If we don't try to steer them, they won't go berserk.
Come on, are you kidding? Don't Wall Street gyrations challenge a worldview of self-regulation? Even you must admit that the lesson we've learned is more oversight's needed or else we'll get burned.
Oversight? The government's long been in bed with those Wall Street execs and the firms that they bled. Capitalism's about profit and loss. You bail at the losers, there's no end to the cost. The lesson I've learned is how little we know. The world is complex, not some circular flow. The economy's not a class you can master in college. To think otherwise is the pretense of knowledge.
To the races. I look at the world on a case-by-case basis. When people are suffering, I roll up my sleeves and do what I can to cure our disease. The future's uncertain, our outlooks are frail. That's why free markets are so prone to fail. In a volatile world, we need more discretion, so state intervention can counter depression.
People aren't chessmen, you move on a board at your whim, their dreams and desires ignored. With political incentives, discretion's a joke. Those dials are twisting, just mirrors and smoke. We need stable rules and real market prices, so prosperity emerges and cuts short the crisis. Give us a chance so we can discover the most valuable ways to serve one another.
Situation we choose, the fight continues, getting higher.
situation we choose. More bottom up or more top down, the fight continues. Games in high excitement round, it's time to win. More from the top or from the ground, let's listen to the great.
这个 rap 因为是用英文唱的，听力哥说里头的小伙伴们就比较抱歉啦。其实这段视频啊有两段，力哥给大家看的因为时间关系只是第二段，如果有兴趣的话你可以自己去找第一段来看看。在这段视频的最后啊，凯恩斯在法庭辩论中明明是输给了哈耶克，但最后裁判却判决凯恩斯获胜，凯恩斯自己赢的也是莫名其妙。现实世界也是如此，尽管凯恩斯主义备受争议，但今天还是大学经济学教材中所认可的主流经济学观点。而哈耶克所代表的奥地利学派只会在教科书最后几页说到其他经济学流派的时候被提到两句，认为是异端经济学派，可怜啊。而哈耶克在这段 NV 以及经济学教科书中所处的尴尬境地就和今天的比特币非常像，明明他在逻辑上更站得住脚，但就是不招人待见。其实关于罗斯福新政是否真的拯救了美国经济，关于09年4万亿经济刺激政策是否真的把中国经济拖出了全球金融危机的泥潭，力哥本人一直是持保留态度的。我认为是二战而非罗斯福新政拯救了美国经济啊，这我就不展开了，你应该已经听出来了吧。力哥打心底是站在哈耶克这边的，认为哈耶克的理论更有说服力，只可惜他太完美了，或者说太过理想主义了。而力哥更坚信的是，人类是一种如此不完美的存在，人性有太多太多的弱点，所以我觉得未来很长一段时间内，人类的经济生活依然会走在凯恩斯主义的道路上，因为由不完美的人所组成的政府天然有一种想要干预经济的冲动，或者说本能。哈耶克的理论是要政府彻底放手，完全在经济生活中靠边站，至少在中国这是万万不可能的。而比特币的出现已经不是什么让政府靠边站的问题了，而是连政府掌握国家经济命脉最基本最核心的一项权利，货币发行权也要丧失了。你说政府还不得跟你玩命吗？那比特币究竟是如何诞生的呢？我们下回再说。
我早已为你装箱999朵玫瑰，从分手的那一天，999朵玫瑰。